Hello, my name is Sochil Dixon. In today's encouragement from our Daily Bread, I share a personal story about a sweet but difficult time with my mom in Rooted in Love. I arrived at the cancer care center where I'd be serving as my mom's living caregiver, feeling alone and afraid. I'd left my family and support system more than 750 miles behind me. But before I could even touch my luggage, Frank, a man with a huge grin, offered to help. By the time we reached the sixth floor, I'd made plans to meet his wife, Lori, who cared for him during his treatments. The couple soon became like family as we leaned on God and each other. We laughed, vented, cried, and prayed together. Though we all felt displaced, our connection to God and each other kept us rooted in love as we supported one another. When Ruth committed to caring for her mother-in-law, Naomi, she left the security of familiarity behind. Ruth entered a field and began to glean behind the harvesters. The overseer told the landowner, Boaz, that Ruth came into the field and remained working, except for a short rest in the shelter. Ruth found a safe place with people willing to care for her as she cared for Naomi. And God provided for Ruth and Naomi through Boaz's generosity. Life's circumstances can provide roads to unexpected places far beyond our comfort zones. As we remain connected to God and each other, He'll keep us rooted in love as we support one another. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Ruth chapter 2, verses 5 to 13. Boaz asked the overseer of his harvesters, "Who does that young woman belong to?" The overseer replied, "She is the Moabite who came back from Moab with Naomi. She said, 'Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves behind the harvesters.' She came into the field and has remained here from morning till now, except for a short rest in the shelter." So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field. And don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord," she said. "You have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants." Let's pray. Loving Father, thank you for promising to be with us and for providing all we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.